Well, it is our interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of the Lord. I am very aware of my limitations, but what we are very needy of is the presence of the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to tell you at the beginning of the message, at the end of this service, we're going to have an altar call. And it's up to you whether you will respond or not. It's not coerced or forced, but I just feel led to let you all know at the beginning, because this is an opportunity that the Lord is sending our way. When the Lord gave me the message, I came in the house, told Renee, I said, I'm emotionally drained. She said, that's a side that people don't see in the preacher. It wasn't in the giving, it was in the receiving. How many of you all have hit the rumble strip driving down the road? All right. That's the burden the Lord put on my heart, the rumble strip. And this is a rumble strip. If you are not living in the center of God's will this morning, this message is the rumble strip for you. Interstates are lined with thousands of miles of rumble strips. It's those indentations that, you know, made in the tarmac that if you get out of the center of your lane and move off to the edge, you start getting that loud rumble noise. That loud noise that's there. And it's there to protect us. It's not there to be an annoyance. How many of you have been annoyed at the rumble strip? It wasn't there to make your driving experience difficult. It was there to keep you aware of where you are. It's there that if you begin to get drowsy and begin to get sleepy, it's there to wake you up. The interstates, so many places you can see a place where there's a little memorial along the side of the road. You can see a place that there's maybe a cross and some flowers because someone had an accident. Someone lost their life there. And my burden is this morning is that you don't have a spiritual accident. Because there is one thing that is sure this morning, and that is that all of us are going to stand before God and we're going to give an account of how we've been living our life. And it is the mercy of the Lord when He gives us these opportunities. And I know we may not have messages like this every Sunday, but folks, whether you have sin in your life or whether you are saved, we need to wake up this morning. The enemy is trying to get people to get drowsy spiritually. And when you get drowsy driving, what happens? You start veering off to the side a little bit too much, and thank God for the rumble strips. You hit the rumble strip and you come, it's like, I've got to get awake. I've got to get recentered. I would this morning, if you are a little bit off course and not walking, living in the center of the Lord's will, that you would get recentered today. Because regardless of the direction, and excuse the mixed metaphor, but regardless of the direction that you are headed in your life based on your decisions, we all are going to end up in the same place. And that's the judgment. It is from there that we will continue down the road that we set our course on. We'll either end up in heaven or we're going to end up in hell. But it is a reality that we will each one stand before the judgment seat of God. And I fear sometimes that we get too complacent. We get too casual, and I'm not just talking about those in deep sin. I'm talking to us here this morning in the love and in the fear of God. Right in services, we can have a lot of truth. We can have a Christian home. We can have a lot of standards in our life. But there is an air of complacency in too many lives this morning. And the Lord is trying to get us ready to meet Him. The Lord's wanting to get us ready, and it's not just us, it's me. The Lord is wanting me to be prepared to meet Him because time is short this morning. And I want to impress on you children and young people and the older ones as well, your time is short. Time is limited. And even if the Lord does not come back for all of us, He's going to come back for some of us. You see, it may be a while before he comes back. I believe time, I don't think it's too long off. I don't think it's too far off. We look at the condition of our world, and it's getting worse and worse quickly. But there have been many people that have sat right under the sound of the gospel that have entered into eternity. I think about a young lady we prayed with at an altar a few years ago. She's gone today. She went out into eternity. Her age, her young age, it didn't make a difference. Or we can't say, well, I'm young and I'm, you know, I've got life ahead of me. And we do, and nothing's wrong with goals and plans and purposes. But we have no assurance of tomorrow. And I want to challenge you in the love of God. If there are things in your life that you have been putting off doing business with God, this is an opportunity to say, Lord, I heard the rumble. I was warned. I was told, Lord, I want to get ready to meet you. Lord, help us to wake up this morning. I don't want to see those of you that are here. I don't want to see your memorial on the side of the road. Max is not here this morning. They're on a trip. But you all, some of you remember Brother Cook praying year after year for his salvation. And what he said, and I know we don't say it a lot now, but Brother Max said this among us many times. He said, if the Lord's not going to save my son, he said, I want others to be warned by his life. I want others to look on and see the danger of rejecting God. This morning, I don't want you to be one of those spiritual casualties. There is nothing worth missing heaven over. There is no offense. There is no pleasure of this world. There is no lawful thing that is worth hindering the priorities of putting God first in our life. Time is short. Over in Romans, let's turn and read in the 13th chapter. Romans chapter 13, we'll begin reading with verse 11. He said, in that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light, and let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you put the Lord Jesus Christ on this morning? In every facet of life? Because it's not enough to say, well, Lord, I'm doing this right over here. What about over here? On Sundays, we can come and we can sing these wonderful songs and we can have fellowship and we can hear the truth and we can be part of something. But how about how you're living at home? How about husbands, how you're treating your wives, and wives, how you're treating your husbands? Children, have you been obedient to your parents? How is our relationship with God? All of the standards and the doctrines as a shell will do us no good if we do not have a relationship with the Lord. That, Lord, I want to please you with my life. It's not about, well, I have to wear that and I can't go there, so I'm serving the Lord. There's no joy in that. The joy is when we serve the Lord because I want to please you and I want to go to heaven. Do you want to go? Is there anybody that really does not want to go to heaven this morning? It's going to take something then to get there. It's going to take some sacrifices. It's going to take some self-denial. But it's better. We are so much better off in this life, in spite of the life to come. I believe serving the Lord is still the best way to live in this life. I know the enemy, he's a liar and he says something different. Well, look at all you have to give up, all the pleasures of the world. Look at some of the greatest icons in our world today, those that are exalted in the sports world, in the entertainment world, and tell me they have a better life than I do. tell me they're happier than I am. And they've got all the things that the world has to offer. And yet, there's addictions, there's brokenness, there's unhappiness, and there's strife. I found some fulfillment in the Lord Jesus this morning. In this life. But I also want to be ready for the next one. We need to wake up. You see, that rumble strip comes into play sometimes where we're distracted. We're busy doing something else. Phones, eating, turning around, dealing with the children. And we hear that rumble. And that's a warning, say, get back on target. You're getting off the edge. There's an accident waiting to happen. I don't know what's in store. This message may just be for one person. I don't want that accident to be you. We need to wake up. We need to wake up to the reality that time is short this morning. He's going to come back. He said to wake up. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness. Is there anything this morning that if you knew that the Lord was going to come back this evening, is there anything that you would cast off? Is there any changes you would make in your life if you knew the Lord was going to come back this evening? Is there any house cleaning you would do? And I'm not talking about cleaning out your literal closet. I'm talking about your spiritual closet. There may be some things in your literal closet that need to be dumped. But is there anything in your life, if you knew the Lord was going to come back, that you'd say, Lord, that attitude really isn't worth holding on to anymore. There's going to be more people professing to be saints of God that miss heaven over bad attitudes than anything else. Do you realize there are people that will hurt you? There are people that will do things that sometimes in the church that they ought to know better, but sometimes they're innocent in it. Sometimes they do know better. Is it worth missing heaven over? Do you know that many of us, if we lived our life based on how everybody treated us in the church, we wouldn't be here this morning. And we'd be out in the world seeking for something else. It's not out there. It's not worth me missing my soul over what people have done and how someone mistreated me. It's not worth missing over heaven over how someone didn't talk to my children right, because I want to make it to heaven, which means that the Lord was going to come back for me and I was holding on to a grudge and some unforgiveness. I'd be coming back saying, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I don't want to stand before you with unforgiveness. I don't want to stand before you like that. Our priorities, you know, the enemy is vying for our time. As we drove this morning, I was just thinking about all the people that are out mowing their yards this morning. All the people that are out doing many things that are not wrong. They're lawful things, but they're not putting God first in their life. Saints, we need to wake up this morning. Too many people's priorities are getting off. God is just like, I'll fit him in when it's convenient. And when it's not, I told Ethan, I hope he doesn't mind. He didn't do anything. But I told him last night when he came home from work, I said, Ethan, I said, here's a lesson for you. He's worked more in the last few weeks than he's worked for a long time. And it's a blessing. He needed the work. I said, because you've worked so much, I said, this is what, as people get older and they start making more money, they start getting more, you know, I said, this is where they stop spending time with their wife and their children. And they say, well, I don't think I've got work, so I'm not going to go to church today and I can work and I'm going to do this. Lawful things, but priorities start getting messed up. And I said, just because of the work, I said, it's something as time goes on. This is the reason people aren't seeking first the kingdom of God. Because they start focusing on even lawful things. If we knew the Lord was going to come back, do you think we take time for him? Do you think we'd say, Lord, I'm going to put you first in my life? And that means, no, I can't work. I'm sorry. I go to service Sunday morning. I'm sorry. Wednesday night, that's a time that we fellowship. No, I'm sorry. I can't do that right now because I need to spend some time with my wife and I need to spend some time with my children. Priorities. Do you hear the rumble strip? What are the long-term consequences if we don't take heed to the rumble strip? It's an accident waiting to happen. It's broken homes. It's broken relationships with God. It's relationships with people that are severed because I got too distracted with something else and didn't take the time that I should have taken for the Lord. We don't know when the Lord's going to come back.
That's right.
I've taken care of funerals of little babies. Lived, I think the youngest, I think one was stillborn. Another one lived just a few hours, and we had a little ceremony, little funeral for a little baby that lived just 2 or 3 hours. Taking care of funerals of old people that have sat under this preaching in their 80s, said, I'm not ready to pray yet. Said, would you ask the Lord? All you have to do is say yes. Not yet. The last words on their deathbed that they spoke ever. Not yet. And they went out into eternity. What about us? We can be good people. I'm just going to preach where we live. I hope it's okay this morning. We can be good people. And we can have a lot of truth and we can say, I'm in the church of God, but what good is it going to do us if we're not living daily ready to meet God? And the enemy's trying to get us to pull over, pull off, get a little more like the world. Why do we want to be more like the world this morning? You young folks, what appeal is there? Yes, I'm not so old that I don't know some of the pool of the world. There is. There are some things out there that look good, but I want to tell you, there's another side to it. If you go the way of the world, it's going to end up bringing destruction. Because the reality is that ultimately we're going to stand before God. And we're going to give an account of how we live our life. Are we going to say it was worth it? What are we willing if the man were to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What would a man give in exchange? Are we going to say it was worth it? It's wisdom for us this morning to look honestly at our life, saved and unsaved alike, and say, Lord, am I ready? Am I clear? Am I prepared? Cast off the works of darkness. And I'm not, I don't want to hide anything. You see, when Jesus comes back and we stand before the judgment, the scripture in the book of Ecclesiastes in 12 verse 14, he said, for God will bring every work into judgment. With what? With every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. You can cover up some things for so long. You can hide some things from your parents. You can hide some things from God's people. You can hide, but you know what? Why does it matter? There's someone recently that, and I shared a little bit, we went to visit them unexpectedly. And it's someone that their pastor thinks a whole lot of. And we showed up at their house and there was a cigarette tray in front of their seat and a pack of cigarettes. And they were covering up. If they wanted to smoke, they're welcome to smoke. Preacher can't force them not to. But they were carrying on a double life. We can deceive people, but at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what we know about one another. Talked to a minister the other day. I said, you know, I said, they said, yeah, I said, you can't force people to do what's right. I don't want to anyway. But we can preach and you can go home and you can live however you want to live. Folks, you can do it. You can dress however you want to dress. Young people, obey your parents. But talking about serving, you can go home, you'll live like you want to live. You can do what you want to do. No one's going to force you. And yet, I want you to hear the rumble strip. I want you to know that when the Spirit of the Lord talks to your heart and says, you need to change this, and you say, I'm not willing, you're going to take that thing to the judgment. And don't think that the thing is, there's not going to be necessarily an opportunity that you're going to have time to pray and fix things. That's what this is about. This is the time that God has given us to prepare ourselves to stand before God. And I would, as the Lord gave me the message, I was like, Lord, help us to leave the service with fear on our hearts. And then the next day, I was like, Lord, help us to leave softened in our hearts. And I was like, Lord, I don't know how you want us to leave, but I know you want us to leave ready. The Lord wants you to be ready this morning. And if this can just be your rumble strip. Because before too long, there's going to be someone here. It's going to go out into eternity. And I want you to be ready. I'm sorry for the emotion. But souls, your soul is so valuable this morning. And if it does any good for you to know that we love you this morning, God's people love you. If you maybe lived here, if there's anything, it doesn't matter what your position is. It doesn't matter where you, what people think of you. If there's anything, maybe you're saved, but yet there's some things the Lord's been dealing with you about. When are you going to change it? When are we going to come and say, Lord, I'm willing to lay this down. I'm willing to lay this attitude down. I know I've been pulling, the world's been pulling hard, and I started kind of going that direction. Lord, I don't want to go that way anymore. I want to get back in the center lane for you. If you're not in the center lane for the Lord Jesus this morning, I want to encourage you to come and give yourself openly and fully to the Lord and let Him, that you can leave and say, I'm ready to go. By the blood of Jesus, by the Lord, there's nothing I know in my heart. I know we all have weaknesses and the Lord's working on all of us. We're not humanly perfect. We all know that. But I will say there are areas in life that I found even quite a while back, I had something that the Lord had been talking to me about and I kept putting it off. We went through a really hard trial and I needed to make contact with God, and I didn't want there to be anything that was hindering my prayers. And I said, Lord, I'll make that change. Yes. Thank God. Is there anything you've been holding on to this morning the Lord has been talking to you about? And you love the Lord. Don't misunderstand me. You love the Lord. You're serving Him. But yet you know the Lord's been dealing with you. At what point is the Lord going to stop dealing with us? At what point is the Lord going to say, okay, there are too many congregations, folks, that are asleep. There are too many people in the camp of God's people that are getting really sleepy and they're not paying attention spiritually. And that's, we talked last Sunday afternoon, the parable of tares. That's when the enemy comes in and starts sowing his tares. When the Spirit of truth has come, the scripture Jesus told in John 6, He said, when the Spirit of truth has come, He said, He will guide you into all truth. Where's the Spirit guiding you this morning? Has the Lord been talking to you? What are we going to do with it? 1 Timothy 1:19. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. How's your conscience? Are you clear this morning? Is it fair? Is that okay? Is this okay for Sunday morning? Is everything clear? You don't have to answer to me. I can't get you to heaven. I don't have grace for you. I've said before, if I could die for my children and it would be a help to them spiritually, I'd do it in a second. But you know what? My blood won't purge anything. But Jesus did. And I just wonder this morning, is there anyone here that the Lord's been dealing with? Is there anybody maybe that's strayed, that maybe there's sin? Maybe you're just flat out not saved. You know, it's okay to acknowledge that, because this is the place you can have victory this morning. This is the place that you can go home and you can go to bed tonight and say, if the Lord came back, I'd be ready to go. If the Lord came back, I don't have to be afraid. I'm looking forward to the Lord coming back today. I'm longing, as the song says, I am waiting with great anticipation for the Lord to come back. but it's only because of what He has done in my life. It's not because of me. But if you're not ready and you can't have that full openness with the Lord, then you can have that this morning. And if you are saved and love the Lord, and yet, because we all get to these places, the rumble strip doesn't mean you're off the road. It means you're in danger of getting off the road. It doesn't mean you sin. It doesn't mean you've lost your salvation. But when you hit the rumble strip, it's saying you need to move over. You need to get realigned. I've had to do it a lot of times in my walk with God. You know what? I know between now and when the Lord comes back for me, I'm probably going to hit the rumble strip again. But I don't want to ignore it. When I hit the rumble strip and the Holy Spirit comes and says, Michael, you know what? You need to back off of this. You need to be careful here. Get a little bit too much attitude right here. You're getting a little bit of, getting a little too much like the world here. You're getting a little. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Because I want to make it. It's dangerous this morning to ignore the dealings of the Holy Spirit. And when you hit the rumble strip, when you're by yourself, no one knows it. But you know what happens when you hit the rumble strip and your family's with you? Wife's by your side, your husband, your children in the back, and you ignore it, and you go off the road. It's not just your life that's lost now. I want to say something to the young parents this morning. Your decisions are going to greatly impact the spiritual destiny of your children. When they get grown, they have their free moral agents, and they can choose to serve the Lord or not to. But when they're young is when you are teaching them what is right. You are helping set the course that this is the right course. And if I ignore the dealings of the Holy Spirit in my life, it's going to affect my wife, it's going to affect my children, and it might even affect you in the body of Christ. So to those of you that are parents this morning, some of the things that are not sin, but the enemy works in, some of the things that you can justify and make a case for, if it hasn't been good for you spiritually, you know what it's going to be like for your children. You make an exception. It's like our children grab onto our exceptions, don't they? It's like, why can't they get into all the good stuff? But if you make an exception, well, we normally don't do this, but you make an exception. It's like all of a sudden with the children becomes the rule, doesn't it? We need to be careful, parents. Be careful of what we allow in our homes. Be careful of the things that we open our hearts to, because we've got some precious cargo. I hit the rumble strip, I want to come and say, Lord, I want to get back in the center. Because I want to make it. I want my children, I want my wife to make it too. I'll be done here in a moment. In the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter, we won't take the time to read it. John had a vision of a great white throne. And he saw God sitting on the throne. And it said that all the dead, small and great, in other words, those that had position and those that didn't, the rich, the poor, the honored and the despised, those in the church and those out of the church, everybody, they stood before the great white throne. And it said that the books were opened, and another book was opened, which was the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books according to their works. There are two books. One of them is the book of life. Is your name written in the book of life this morning? You know that's a yes or no. Are you saved this morning? If you do not have a clear experience of salvation, this is your rumble strip. This is your time. The Lord, I don't want to continue in this path that I've been. I've been kind of in and out, kind of, you know, rumble, get back, just hitting that rumble strip. And frankly, I'm not quite sure where on the road I'm at. There's a place this morning that you can come and say, Lord, I want a clear experience of salvation, and I choose you. I don't know what all that means, but Lord, I choose you. And there is another book of works, and they were also judged out of that. What's in your book this morning? Are there things that the Lord has talked to you about? What about the things that you say, I don't feel guilty about doing that? My question is, did you used to? Did the Lord used to talk to you about that? Because see, if He's not talking to you anymore, you're past the rumble strip. You're on the other side of it, going off the road. Because you go far enough over, you're not hitting the rumble strip anymore. And you don't hear the Spirit of the Lord talking anymore. And so you get, this is where deception comes in. It comes into individuals, it comes into families, and it comes into congregations. That they one time had a close walk with God, and today they say, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay. They crossed the rumble strip. And they didn't do business with God. If the Lord is talking to you this morning, I just want to say, there comes a time that playtime is over. I don't know what the future holds. But as heavy as the burden is, I dare say something critical is looming on the horizon for at least one, if not more, of us here in this congregation this morning. Playtime's over. We need to be serious about things of God. It's time we be serious about God. If you hear the rumble strip this morning, it is judgment, but it's the love of God. If the Lord's talking to you, this altar's open. Just have some chairs up here. And if you will respond, the Spirit, the Lord will meet you in His love. In His love. But He's not going to force or coerce any of us, because your soul is in your hands.